getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, this is Doug Bursch. I co-pastor Evergreen Church in Auburn, Washington. God has a purpose and a plan for each of us. He even has a next step. The problem, though, is next steps are sometimes difficult, especially when we fail, or at least when we feel like failures at our first attempts. Let me tell you about one of my first attempts in ministry and how I truly failed. I was in seminary, and I decided with some seminary students to go and make a hospital visit. I entered the room, and with a loud voice, without noticing what was going on in the room, I said, "Well, how's everyone doing?" While saying that, I immediately woke up the man who was asleep in the hospital bed and startled the elderly woman who was knitting in the corner. She looked over at me and in a very polite way said, "He just got out of surgery." I said, "Well, we'll pray that he'll be up on his feet in no time." She said, "He just had his foot amputated." "Yes, you're correct. I just prayed that a man who now only had one foot would be up on his feet in no time." Immediately, I started sweating and panicking with my terrible attempt to bring comfort to this nice elderly couple. I went over to the hospital bed, and because I was in such a panic, I went into cliche mode. Cliche mode is when you begin to just pray prayers that you've always prayed. So without even asking the man his name, without even talking to him, I said, "Could I pray for you?" And he politely said, "Sure." So I closed my eyes and I began to pray for him. And I prayed a very familiar cliche prayer. As a child, my mom had prayed this prayer for me many times. I said, "Lord, may you bless this man from the top of his head." Now, before I finish, let me tell you, my mom had prayed this prayer for me many times. "Lord, may you bless Doug from the top of his head to the soles of his feet." I begin to pray, "Lord, may you bless this man from the top of his head to the..." And then I paused, realizing that he only had one foot. And if I were to continue that prayer, I would have to say, "Lord, may you bless this man from the top of his head to the sole of his foot." I panicked. I paused. It felt like an eternity. It probably was only 1 second. And in the pause, I said, "Lord, may you bless this man from the top of his head to all over his body." I said, "Amen." And without talking to either the man or the woman, I walked out of the room. I did not regather with the rest of the students. I walked out of the hospital, got into my car, and began to drive home. Not only did I begin to drive home, I began to think of ways that I would quit the ministry and never become a pastor because clearly I was the worst person on the face of the earth. That was my first attempt at a visitation or a hospital visit. As I was lamenting at what a terrible pastor I would be, I felt like God gave me this confirmation. "Doug, it's not about you. This calling is going to be about God's strength, not your strength. You are weak. I am strong." There's a verse that I hold on to. It's this: "I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I kept moving forward in ministry. I didn't quit the ministry. I didn't quit visiting people in the hospital. I kept doing my best, even though my best often fell short. And this is what I found, that God has used my weakness to be strong. I bet you that couple laughed about my visit. I bet you it must have been one of the strangest things they've ever experienced. I bet you they grew close to God even in spite of the silly seminary student who tried to comfort them. God is greater than our weaknesses. All he asks of you and me is that we are faithful and we give our best effort to try to move forward in faith. Take that next step. God will be strong even when you are weak. If you'd like more information about the ministry I serve, please go to fairlyspiritual.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.